So Rashi brings in Parshas Pinchas that there were 65 families in among Bnei Yisrael, and the Medrash says that this is what the pasuk was referring to at the end of Parshas Ve'aschanan when it says Ki atem hama'at mikol ha'amim, which literally means you are the smallest of all the nations. So Rashi brings here Ki atem hama'at mikol ha'amim, you are five less than all the nations. It's because there are 70 nations and we are 65 families, so we're five less than all the nations. So we need to understand why the pasuk needs to tell us this and what is the deeper meaning of these words of Chazal, Ki atem hama'at mikol ha'amim, we're five less than all the nations. So there are two explanations of the Chasam Sofer on this pasuk. Mi mono afar Yaakov and mispar Esrei v'Yisrael. That I find these two explanations to be. To have a very similar message, and I'd like to share them with you. Number one, says the Chasam Sofer, that we find that Yaakov Avinu was named Yisrael when he wrestled with the Sar Shel Esav. When he wrestled with the Sar Shel Esav, he overcame the Sar Shel Esav. He was Hashem named him Yisrael. Soon afterwards, in the same parsha, Yaakov is on his way down to Mitzrayim, and Hashem calls out to him, Yaakov, Yaakov. And Ramban asks, why is Hashem referring to him as Yaakov? Hashem just changed his name to Yisrael. To which the Ramban responds that since Yaakov was on his way down to Golus, it is no longer appropriate to call him Yisrael. Yisrael is the name of Yaakov Avinu when he is on a high level. Yisrael comes from the word Sarara, from the word which is a term of greatness. And since he was on his way down to Golos, the name Yaakov, which Yaakov represents the heel, which is represents someone who is lowly, that is a more appropriate name. So the Chasam Sofer goes on to explain that since Yisrael represents our name of importance and greatness, and Yaakov represents our name of lowliness, we find that. So if that's the case, says the Chasam Sofer, so we have Yaakov, he starts out being Yisrael before he goes down to Mitzrayim, from the time he was named Yisrael until he went down to Mitzrayim. Once he went down to Mitzrayim, we remained Yaakov until we left Mitzrayim. Once we left Mitzrayim, Hashem calls us Bnei B'chayri Yisrael, we're called Yisrael once again. And we maintained the level of Yisrael until the destruction of the first Beis HaMikdash, where we went into Golos again. And then we assumed the name Yaakov. And we remained with the name Yaakov until the story of Chanukah, until Malchus Beis Chashmonoi came to power. And that's when we regained the name Yisrael, as we say by Allah Nissim, Ula Amcho Yisrael, Osiso Tshua Gedoyla. So that's when we regained the name Yisrael. And we remained with the name Yisrael until the destruction of the second Beis HaMikdash. And when we went into Golos again, we reassumed our name Yaakov. And we remain Yaakov until Mashiach's day, when when Mashiach comes and the third Beis HaMikdash will be rebuilt, we will be Yisrael once again. Says the Chasam Sofer, so we have four times that we are called Yisrael. In the beginning, when Yaakov was named Yisrael, until he went down to Mitzrayim. From the time of Yetzias Mitzrayim until the destruction of the first Beis HaMikdash. From the time of Malchus Beis Chashmenoi until the destruction of the second Beis HaMikdash. And the fourth time will be when Mashiach comes. Says the Chasam Sofer, this is what Bilam saw. He said, "Mi mona afar Yaakov." Who can evaluate the dust of Yaakov? Meaning, who can evaluate the greatness of Bnei Yisrael, even when they're Yaakov, even when they are being stepped upon, when they are earth, like Yaakov in Golus. But umispar Yisrael by Yisrael, but no one can even fathom what they will be like when they will have the Roiva Yisrael, the fourth time Yisrael, when we will be Yisrael for the fourth time. No one can fathom how great we will be. And then the Chasam Sofer says that in between these four times that we are Yisrael, there are three intervals of Yaakov. The first time from when we went down to Mitzrayim until Yetzias Mitzrayim. The second time from the destruction of the first Beis HaMikdash until Malchus Beis Chashmenoi. And the third time from the destruction of the third Beis HaMikdash until Mashiach comes. So there are three intervals of Yaakov. Says the Chasam Sofer that three times Yaakov, the numerical value of three times Yaakov is 182. 182 times 3 is 546, which is 5 more than Yisrael. Yisrael is 541. Until here are the words of the Chasam Sofer. And I'd like to suggest that this is what Chazal are alluding to when Chazal tell us, Ki atem heima'at mikol ha'amim. Meaning, that what the Chasam Sofer is telling us here is that, yes, of course, umispar es roiva Yisrael, no one can fathom the greatness of Klal Yisrael at that fourth time Yisrael, when we will be four times Yisrael. But do you know why we will be so great when Mashiach comes? Because we went through three times Yaakov, because we went through Golus three times, and we withstood the Golus, and we fought the darkness of the Golus, and we had to illuminate the darkness of the Golus, and we made such a difference because we were in that darkness. Since we had to go through the difficulties of Golus, and we overcame them, we became much stronger than had we been just Yisrael all the time. And that is brought out by three times Yaakov equaling more than Yisrael. Five more than Yisrael. Ki atem heima'at. The Yisrael is five less than mikol ha'amim, than that you have acquired by being among all the nations. We have acquired a strength that we would never have acquired had we been Yisrael all the time. And that is why Bilam continues, Tamois nafshi mois yisharim. I wish I could sacrifice myself the way these people have sacrificed themselves over the years of the Golus. Usiach risi kamoyu. But I would love my end to be like theirs. Because that Roiva Yisrael, that fourth time Yisrael, they are going to be so great. Specifically because of the three times Yaakov. Because they went through the Golus. And they came out much stronger than they would have been had they not gone through the Golus. ki atam heima'at mikol ha'amim. Specifically, going through all the amim, that is how we came out five stronger than had we been Yisrael the entire time. So that's the first Chassam Sefer. The second Chassam Sefer is, Chassam Sefer says there's the Gemara says that the Talmidei Chacham of Bavel would say, Chad min hoin ketrei minon, that two Eretz Yisrael digit Talmidei Chachamim. I'm sorry, one Eretz Yisrael digit Talmud Chacham is as great as two Babylonian Talmidei Chachamim. However, Chad minon de ozil hasam ketrei min hoin. One of us, Babylonians, that moves to Eretz Yisrael and learns Torah there is as great as two Eretz Yisrael digging. So if you do the math, if one Israeli is like two Babylonians, but one Babylonian that goes to Israel is like two Israelis, so then the Bavli, the Babylonian Talmud Chacham that goes to Eretz Yisrael is like four Bavlian, because he's like two Yisraelim, and each Yisrael is like two Bavlian. Chassam Sefer says that this is what Bilam saw. Mi mona afar Yaakov. Who can count the dust of a Yid that's in Golus on the level of Yaakov? Even a Bavli, who can evaluate the Torah of a Bavli? But umispar es roiva Yisrael. But it comes to such a great value when they move to Yisrael that it becomes roiva Yisrael. They become quadruple when they come to Yisrael. Those are the words of the Chassam Sefer. But what I take out of this is, what is pshat in that? Why is it that when a Bavli goes to Eretz Yisrael, that he's twice as strong as the Yisrael, as the Eretz Yisrael Talmud Chacham? And the reason is because he was in Golus. Because he was in Golus and he fought the darkness of Golus, he comes out stronger. Someone that goes through Golus and fights to maintain their Kedusha in the darkness of Golus comes out much stronger than someone that didn't have to fight it. So Thomas Nafshi, Mois Yishorim, Usi Achrisi Kamayu. So Bilam says, I'd love to sacrifice myself the way they sacrifice themselves, because that makes the end so great. That makes the end result so great. So yes, Golos is a reason for mourning. The destruction of the Beis HaMikdash is a reason for mourning. But Golus is also a reason for celebration. Because Golus makes us very strong, much stronger than had we not have Golus. So when Shiva Asar B'Tammuz or Tisha B'Av falls on Shabbos, which Shabbos in of itself is a day of strengthening ourselves, it's a day of chizuk. In between the mundane days that surround the Shabbos, Shabbos is an island of strength. Shabbos is an island of serenity in a sea of chaos. Shabbos is a day of sanity in an ocean of madness. So when Shabbos comes, even if it's Shiva Asar B'Tammuz, or it's Tisha B'Av, which ordinarily would be days of mourning, Shabbos gives us the vision. It gives us the ability to see the greatness that we have achieved specifically through the Golos, the strength that we have gathered due to fighting the darkness. So we celebrate. We specifically celebrate the Golos when these days fall on Shabbos. It's a day of celebrating the Mimona Afar Yaakov, because Umisparas Reva Yisrael, it's the Afar Yaakov that makes that Reva Yisrael, that will make that fourth time Yisrael so powerful and so great. So we need to be mechazik ourselves, specifically when the darkness becomes darker and the entire world seems to be crumbling around us, and the morality of the world is deteriorating. We just need to become stronger. And the stronger the darkness, the stronger a light we need to shine. And the stronger the darkness, the stronger we become. And the stronger the darkness, the greater that the Roiva Yisroel will be. That fourth time Yisroel will be tremendous. And the fact itself that the world is deteriorating in front of us indicates that the time of Roiva Yisroel, the time of that fourth time Yisroel, is very near. So the Eibush to help him, that by being mechazik ourselves and illuminating this dense darkness, we should be zeiche b'korev, that the Rebbeinu Shel Olam should bring this Reva Yisrael, this fourth time Yisrael, b'vias Mashiach Tzidkenu, b'mehera b'yameinu, amen.